saved by grace, not by religion. A sinner is saved by the grace of God, not by religion. Many people attend services, say prayers, follow traditions, give money, and try to live moral lives. But religion itself cannot save the soul. A person may be sincere and still be lost. He may be baptized and still not be saved. He may know Christian words and still have never trusted Jesus Christ as Savior. The Bible is clear. Salvation is not earned by human effort. It is not received through religious ceremony. It is by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. Ephesians 2:8-9 says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and not as a result of works." Salvation is not grace plus religion. It is not faith plus human merit. It is the gift of God. Grace means God gives what we do not deserve. Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." No one is righteous by nature. No one has lived perfectly before God. That is why religion cannot save. Religion may improve outward conduct, but it cannot remove inward guilt. It may polish the outside, but it cannot cleanse the heart. A sinner needs more than reform. He needs redemption. Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." Wages are earned. A gift is received. Eternal life is not a paycheck for religious service. It is a gift from God through Jesus Christ. Man's pride wants to contribute something. He wants to say, "I helped save myself. I was good enough. I joined the right church. I was baptized. I kept the rules." But if salvation could be earned, grace would no longer be grace. Romans 11:6 says, "But if it is by grace, it is no longer on the basis of works. Otherwise, grace is no longer grace." Either salvation is earned or it is given. The Bible says it is given. This does not mean good works are unimportant. Good works have a proper place, but they are not the cause of salvation. They are the fruit of salvation. Ephesians 2:10 says believers are created in Christ Jesus for good works. We are not saved by good works, but we are saved unto good works. That difference matters. A saved person should want to obey the Lord, be baptized, unite with a true New Testament church, serve faithfully, and live a holy life. But none of those things pay for sin. They are acts of obedience from someone already saved by grace. Baptism is important because Christ commanded it. It pictures the believer's identification with the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. But baptism does not wash away sin. Water can touch the body, but only the blood of Christ can cleanse the soul. Church membership is also important. The Lord's churches have been given the work of preaching the gospel, baptizing believers, teaching the word, and keeping the ordinances. But church membership is not salvation. A name on a church roll does not put a name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Only Christ can save. Jesus did not come merely to start a religion. He came to seek and to save the lost. He lived without sin. He died on the cross for sinners. He was buried. He rose again the third day. His death was payment. His resurrection was victory. 1 Corinthians 15, 3-4 says, "Christ died for our sins. He was buried, and he was raised on the third day." That is the gospel. Christ died for our sins. Christ rose again. Salvation is found in him. Jesus said in John 14:6, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me." He did not say religion is the way. He did not say baptism is the way. He said, "I am the way." The question is not, "Am I religious?" The question is, "Have I trusted Jesus Christ?" The question is not, "Have I done enough?" The question is, "Do I believe Christ has done enough?" Religion says, "Do more." Grace says, "Christ has done it." Religion points to man's effort. Grace points to the cross. Religion leaves the soul uncertain. Grace gives peace through the finished work of Christ. Titus 3:5 says, He saved us not on the basis of deeds which we have done in righteousness, but according to his mercy. That is plain. He saved us, not our deeds, not our rituals, not our religious record. He saved us according to his mercy. A sinner is not saved by becoming religious. He is saved by coming to Christ. He is not saved by turning over a new leaf. He is saved by being born again. If you are trusting religion, baptism, church membership, or works, you are resting on the wrong foundation. Trust Christ. He alone died for sinners. He alone rose from the dead. He alone gives eternal life. He alone can forgive, cleanse, redeem, justify, and keep the soul. Salvation is not by religion, it is by grace. And grace is found in Jesus Christ alone.